Shifting gears to artificial intelligence, and specifically to two stories that together illuminate where the frontier of model development and evaluation actually is right now. The first is Simon Willison's analysis of Kimi K3, the new model from Moonshot AI, and what its performance on the Pelican benchmark tells us about evaluation methodology. The second is a detailed technical write-up about porting the NanoChat model from PyTorch to JAX for TPU execution, which gets into the actual mechanics of what changes when you move training workloads to Google's custom hardware.
Let's start with Kimi K3. Moonshot AI is a Chinese AI lab that's been releasing increasingly competitive models over the past year. K3 is their latest, and Simon Willison's piece focuses less on the headline benchmark numbers, where K3 shows strong performance, and more on what the Pelican benchmark specifically measures, and why it's still useful for distinguishing models even as they converge on similar scores for standard tasks.
The Pelican benchmark, for those unfamiliar, tests a model's ability to reason about unusual low-frequency scenarios, situations where the model can't rely on pattern matching against training data because the scenarios are deliberately constructed to be outside common distributions. The insight behind it is that as models get better at standardized benchmarks, those benchmarks lose discriminating power. They start measuring memorization and fine-tuning rather than genuine reasoning capability.
What Willison's analysis shows is that Kimi K3 performs interestingly on Pelican, not uniformly better than competitors, but showing specific strengths in certain reasoning chains while falling short on others. The pattern of errors is as informative as the overall score, because it gives you a fingerprint of where the model's reasoning architecture is strong and where it's brittle. This is the kind of nuanced evaluation that aggregate leaderboard scores completely obscure.
The geopolitical context matters here too. Moonshot AI is one of a cluster of Chinese AI labs, alongside Jipu Awen, Baidu, and others, that are demonstrating frontier-level capability despite U.S. export controls on advanced semiconductors. The performance of K3 is a data point in an ongoing argument about whether chip access restrictions are actually constraining Chinese AI development, or whether they're being worked around through architectural efficiency and domestic chip production.
Which connects naturally to the NanoChat TPU porting story, because that write-up is fundamentally about what it means to train on hardware that's architecturally different from NVIDIA GPUs. The author, working with JAX instead of PyTorch, details specifically what carries over and what breaks. And the answer is, the mathematical operations carry over, but the memory model, the parallelism primitives, and the compilation model are substantially different.
Can you unpack the technical distinction for listeners who are familiar with ML concepts but haven't worked on TPUs directly?
Sure. PyTorch has an eager execution model. You write Python code and each operation executes immediately, which makes debugging relatively intuitive. JAX, which is what you use with TPUs natively, uses a functional transformation model. You write pure functions, then apply transformations like JIT for compilation, VMAP for batching, and PMAP for parallelism across devices. The mental shift is significant. A lot of patterns that feel natural in PyTorch, like in-place operations, dynamic graph construction, or certain forms of conditional logic, either don't work in JAX or require substantial restructuring. The NanoChat author describes specific cases where PyTorch idioms had to be rewritten from scratch rather than translated directly. This is the less glamorous side of hardware diversity in AI. The software ecosystem fragmentation means that moving workloads isn't plug and play.
From a competitive landscape view, this matters because TPUs represent Google's attempt to vertically integrate AI compute in a way that creates switching costs. If your training code is written natively for TPUs using JAX, migrating it to NVIDIA hardware involves the same kind of friction in reverse. That's not accidental. It's ecosystem strategy.
And the score distribution on the Kimi K3 story, 353 points with 185 comments, suggests this is hitting the HN community at a moment when people are genuinely trying to form views about the competitive dynamics between Western and non-Western AI labs and between different hardware ecosystems. These aren't abstract questions for the engineers building production AI systems.